4B. Listening.
If you're a regular cinema goer, you may have noticed the long list of films that have been shown recently which are based on books. Yet it can't be easy to turn literature into cinema successfully. Today we're going to take a look at the subject of film adaptations, and we've invited film buff Lindsay Wallace into the studio to share her views with us. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi there.
Lindsay, what is it that makes a good film adaptation?
Basically, it's finding the right balance between telling the original story while at the same time adding something new to it. If there are too many changes to the plot, the fans will get upset. But if the film is too faithful to the original, they'll go away wondering why they bothered to see it in the first place.
Are you suggesting that the film adaptation doesn't have to be 100% faithful to the book?
It isn't really a question of being faithful to the book. It's more a question of capturing the spirit of the original story. A good screenplay writer is one who understands the material and is able to pick out the themes, characters, and scenes that are most important. After that, it's a question of timing, deciding how much or how little emphasis to place on each of these things.
Apart from the balance and the timing, is there anything else that contributes to a good film adaptation?
Well, once you've got the screenplay right, you obviously have to find the right actors for all the different roles. Casting is fundamental when it comes to film adaptations, as readers will already have an idea in their minds of what the characters are like.
Lindsay, now that we've established what makes a good film adaptation, can you give us an example?
Actually, I can give you more. The three films that make up the Lord of the Rings series, all of them have an exceptional cast, including renowned actors such as Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Liv Tyler, and Kate Blanchett. And the makers have been faithful to the J.R.R. Tolkien novels. At times, parts of the original narrative are read over the images that appear on the screen. At the same time, the timing is impeccable as the film focuses on what is truly important in the story. But the key to the film's success is Peter Jackson's use of special effects, some of which had never been seen in the cinema before.
What kind of special effects?
Take, for example, the character of Gollum, a creature created almost entirely by computer-generated images. You believe he's really there next to the real actors on the screen.
That's very true. How about giving us an example of a bad film adaptation, Lindsay?
Again, I'm going to give you another film series, The Hunger Games. The films are hugely popular and have won several different awards. I think the casting is certainly excellent, and Jennifer Lawrence is superb as the central character, Katniss Everdeen. But I feel that the filmmakers have been a bit too faithful to the books. Each film tells the story in the exact order that it happens in the original, which, to me, makes the plot seem a bit flat. There is little use of timing, so the key scenes aren't given enough emphasis. On top of this, I don't think there's really anything new for the readers. Even the colour and flamboyance of the capital comes as no surprise, as it is depicted just as it is in the book, which I found a bit disappointing.
That's a shame, because all three of the books were excellent. Lindsay Wallace, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.